Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wu, the CEO and co-owner of Novalis Innovative Flooring. John, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We were talking prior to this interview, and you were telling me that you haven't traveled in a while, and for a guy like you, that's pretty hard, isn't it?
That is pretty challenging. To not travel for business is pretty unique. I think we've all adapted and learned to how to work remotely and be able to still be effective. So it's interesting.
You're up there in Canada. They got pretty strong rules. If you're going to move around, they want you to come back and sit down for a while, don't they?
Yeah, we all have this 14-day quarantine. And with the non-essential travel ban, you know, between U.S. and Canada, mutually really limits, you know, where I can go and what I should do. So we've never discovered technology this good until now. Zoom and Microsoft Teams and Skype and everything else.
Yeah.
And even this landline is going to help us.
You know, most people know that this coronavirus gathered steam in China before we saw it in other places. And it's interesting to look at them as a canary in the coal mine, if you will. Tell us how life is in China now that they've opened back up.
Life is, you know, slowly back to normal. Manufacturing is pretty much back in full force. Retail is opening up. You know, people just have to learn to act a little differently. There are still some social distancing and physical distancing that's required in retails and restaurant level. I personally have not been back for 4 or 5 months now, but I certainly have a large team in China, and they've been all being able to function with these guidelines. You know, it's springtime and China, they're excited to be going out again, you know, seeing customers, even though, you know, with a mask and, you know, with some sort of guideline. Clearly things are slowly moving back to normal cautiously.
Well, I ask you that question. I know you personally haven't been, but you've got a massive facility over there, and that's where a lot of your manufacturing takes place, and your sister's running that. I know you talk to her frequently. There's a lot of discipline in China. We're opening back up here in this country. Do you think we might potentially have the same results?
I think so. You know, people really need to believe, you know, having more guidelines and following more guidelines is more important. And we, as a company, you know, we have a manufacturing facility in China, and
yeah.
And clearly, we were under lockdown for a longer period of time after Chinese New Year. But as we get back up, many guidelines were put in place so people can get back safely. And, you know, we are proud to say there's not a single case of COVID-19 within our own company. So that's all due to discipline. So I urge everybody to practice that.
Yeah. So you and I have talked several times this year already. And the big news for you is that you're building an operation here in Dalton. So tell me how that's going.
In light of the lockdown a little bit and the COVID-19 situation, I think all in all, we feel pretty good about it. There's been some slight delay, you know, due to not only us, but, you know, our suppliers not having been able to supply us material in time. But all in all, you know, we feel we still can get back on track, and within Q3, we should be able to start manufacturing.
Okay, Q3, start manufacturing. So you've got equipment that's on its way from, I guess you're sourcing a lot of the manufacturing equipment from Asia, right?
A bit of everywhere, some from Asia, some from Europe. And most machinery have arrived already, so we're in the midst of installation and commissioning. So crossing fingers, hopefully everything will go smoothly.
Are you starting to hire a workforce yet?
Yeah, we've been adding steadily, initially mechanics and electricians and operators and managers. We'll slowly ramp up to that, you know, the 100, 150 people target that we had.
Okay. So you are a global company. You not only sell products in the United States and in China, but you sell products all over the world. Tell us that your global perspective. What's been hardest hit, and also where does your business remain most steady?
Let's say the three regions, Asia, Europe, and North America. The three regions kind of, you know, behave at a different timeline. So clearly the first 3-4 months of Asia is pretty much in combination of Chinese New Year being pretty slow, and that is wrapping back up again with some pent-up projects coming up in the later half of the year. Europe is country by country. Some country really has handled this much better than others, such as Germany. So we've seen our customer in Germany and France and Netherlands still remaining pretty strong. You know, they may have shut down for a few weeks, but they still consistently buy product to be ready as we exit the lockdown situations. So those three countries in Europe is still continue to be quite strong. UK and Italy and Spain are suffering a little longer, so, you know, they would come up at a slightly later time. U.S., you know, we've been pretty fortunate. We have a pretty diverse side of our business, commercially, residentially, home center, special retailers. On balance, we remain pretty consistent in our business, not having too big of an impact.
I was just talking to Chuck Vody the other day, and he said he was doing a major project with Ava right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad the construction market's doing well.
That is very true. Yeah, the you know, the contractors. I was listening to Chuck's interview today as well, and it was interesting to hear that, because we do support part of his business. I'm glad he's doing well.
Okay, Scott, let's talk about our annual report. Our May issue just came out. It takes a look at 2019 versus 2018, and I just would like to get your feedback. We had the overall market, flooring market, down 4.4%. So 19 was not a great year for the flooring market, but resilient was the only category that showed growth. It was up 3.5%. A lot of people would say, well, wait a minute, LVT's part of that. How in the world could that only be up 3.5%? And part of the issue there was the fact that it grew so fast 2018 that we kind of needed to average, because a lot of what was brought in wasn't consumed. It was warehoused thanks to the tariffs. So we kind of had an average there of growth of about 15% a year. Do you think that's an accurate read?
I think that's an accurate read, yeah. I think that's a great way of looking at it. You have to combine 2018 with 2019. As we've talked before, you know, in the beginning of 2019, many suppliers out of China had very little business because most of their customers took inventory before the tariff happened. So 2019, you know, first half shipment was really slow. And then the later half of the year, you know, when the exclusion happened with click LVT or unlocking LVT, that had helped the situation back up a little bit. So all in all, I think 15% annual growth for 2018-2019 is quite accurate.
All right, so we make a point in there that it's about a $5 billion market at wholesale. That's all resilient, and LVT is about 70% of that. So it's certainly a big part of it, a much bigger part than it used to be.
Let's
take a look at, you know, as we start thinking about recovery. I interviewed a person this week that's in retail. They're starting to open their stores back up. What's your take on what the recovery is going to look like here in the United States?
This is really everybody's guess. I feel like, you know, those, especially retailers with a strong focus on the customer, is still going to be the one that comes up, you know, a little stronger.
Yeah.
Certainly, you have to adapt to what the customers want. Your store has to be kept really clean and, you know, have social guidelines involved because people are afraid, you know, you might want to do in-home visits as well. I think it's going to be a slow rise, you know, because the economy is not going to, you know, switch on overnight. You know, people still have to get used to it. Everybody's debating whether it's going to be an L-shape, U-shape, and V-shape. And yeah. I'm of the camp of having a kind of a swoosh shape.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, it's a sharp drop.
Yeah.
You'll ramp up not like a V, but, you know, but not quite like a U either. So yeah. It will be slowly going back. So, you know, sometime in next year, 2021, we should recover most of what we lost. Hopefully, everybody wants to come back stronger. So,
well, and as we come back, you're going to be well positioned to have USA manufacturing, right?
Yes, we would certainly think that would certainly help with the supply chain. You know, many of our customers wanted a shorter lead time, and this would allow us to service at least a part of our product portfolio domestically. You know, hopefully, we're making the right decision, and I think we are.
So. All right, so one last thing, just around sustainability, that's a big part of your focus. You were in the news recently because you have some products that are Assure certified. Tell us what that means.
Right. RCI, together working with SCS, have developed a new standard called Assure certified. Mm-hmm. It's for specifically for rigid core LVT. Novalis, together with three other manufacturers, the pioneers and the early adopters of this. So we are now Assure certified with everything rigid core from our supply. This is a very important standard that allows the consumer and the retailer to differentiate good product from bad product to avoid commoditization of a product. So I urge everybody to go, you know, find out what Assure certified means and start buying product only at Assure certified.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's also the four biggest players, I think, were involved in that. It was you and Shaw and HMTX and I guess Carntine was the other company.
Yes, yeah.
All right, John, it was great to catch up with you. Glad to hear that your USA ramp-up is on track despite the virus. Again, been talking to John Wu, the CEO and co-owner of Novalis Innovative Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.